Oh, hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Say, are you a fan of strawberry rhubarb jam? Perhaps you're more into the savory and you crave habanero jelly with goat cheese on some toast. There are infinite varieties and flavors of sauces, spreads, and jams, and you probably consume some delicious version of one every day. We have an expert in the studio who has been in the... Why are you laughing? Who's been in the kitchen for 30 years whipping up spreadable treats. Beth Linsky is the owner and founder of Beth's Farm Kitchen in Columbia County. She started out in 1981 making strawberry jam on an avocado-colored four-burner electric stove. Today she has over 14 gas burners, but still makes jam the slow way. She and her team now make over 90 varieties of jam, not to mention numerous chutneys, mustards, and sauces using all locally grown and produced ingredients. So what's your favorite jam? Do you have a special recipe? Do you have a question for Beth? Now is the time to call. I'm pleased to announce that the phones, which didn't work yesterday, work today, in theory. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551 is our number. You can also comment below today's Vox Pop wall post on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/WAMC Radio. Tweet us if you want at WAMC Vox Pop or email voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number, which works, they tell me, 1-800-348-2551. Beth Linsky, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. It's fun to be here.
Can I just say, I haven't tasted one thing, and I know you're a genius.
It's because it smells really good in here.
Okay. It smells really, really good. And once there's food, there's my producer, Jessica Marshall. Okay, before we get started with the show, and again, if you want to call, call now, 1-800-348-2551. Before we get started, I want to welcome Felicia Burke back to our microphones. We talked to her this morning during the roundtable. She is our membership director, and we have, Felicia, this lockbox going on.
Well, we do have a fun drive coming up, yeah.
Yeah, the fun drive is what, October?
October 5th.
Ah,
yeah, so that's 2 weeks from this coming Monday.
Yeah.
Right, so we're busy. We're working really hard to get ready for that.
So the lockbox is a thing?
So the lockbox is open. It is both real and metaphorical.
Yes.
And we want your pledges early to shorten the fun drive. That fun drive is going to last until we make $1 million, whether that's 3 days or 30 days, we're going to be there.
Correct.
So we're really anxious. And we encourage you to pledge early because a lot of people don't really want to hear the fun drive for extensive periods of time. I know.
Bite your tongue,
amazing.
Felicia. I wish it went all year long.
Well, we've had a good day. I mean, I just wanted to pop in and give you that update.
Oh, yeah. Where are we in the lockbox right now?
Yeah, we're at $96,912.21. We are closing in on that 100 grand.
And so we have a couple of weeks to go.
We do have a couple of weeks to go. I would love to come back on Monday and find some big piles of money in that lockbox.
The folding
money.
Wouldn't
that be exciting?
That's right. Okay, so WAMC.org is the website. You'll mm-hmm. see a picture of the lockbox there. You can make your pledge. Every dollar counts on minute one of the fun drive, which, as you say, is October what?
October 5th.
Oh, boy. Okay, so let's feed the lockbox.
Yeah.
Shorten the fun drive.
And listen, if you pledge a dollar, you're a member. If you pledge $1,000, you're a member. You are part of the family. So we encourage you to give what you can give. We don't want you to give more than you can give, certainly.
But if you pledge $10,000, you're also a member.
Absolutely.
Okay, so do that.
Do that, right.
Yeah,
we'd love that.
Yeah, that would be great. But one works as well. Felicia Burke, thanks for coming. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Have a good show and save me a bite.
Do you see the food here?
Oh,
yeah.
My God, it smells so good.
Okay, so off you go. Well, Beth, sorry that we had to do a little bit of business.
We like that.
That's how we keep the station going.
Yes.
And by the way, your business, how did you get started being a genius?
Oh, I went to the genius bar.
Really?
It wasn't in existence then.
I had a few drinks there myself. It doesn't seem to work. No, but I mean, you obviously do great work.
Oh, it's, you know, it's been a long, long journey.
How'd you get the passion?
I really, really needed a job, but I love food. So, it's just...
Don't be confused.
Don't be confused.
Yeah, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. That's our call screener. It's actually a lady, and it's no curtain.
Okay.
But you get the point.
Yeah. I decided I was catering, and I decided in New York City, and I decided to be, because things changed, and I knew farmers because I had always used the green market, and so it just happened. They had leftover fruit in those days. And so I could make jam, and I could just do it.
What's the art? What's the trick? We've tried in my house, not so good.
Patience and persistence.
Oh, well, that's why.
Two of the very important things.
And so, I mean, obviously, We have strawberry rhubarb. We have strawberry jam here. Lemon curd. Really? You brought lemon curd here?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
blazing tomato chutney. And,
yeah.
And not only just jams and such, but I see what looks strikingly like a meatloaf.
There is a meatloaf. It's made with blazing tomato chutney.
Oh.
And then you can pour spicy ketchup on top of it.
Oh, gosh. You know,
So
you've never been on this show, but
no.
You've heard it.
Yes.
So the trick is on Food Friday, I get a lot of calls, and the calls start coming in. People call and talk, and then I eat. So we should probably start taking some calls.
Okay.
However, I do want to mention your cookbook, and I know you're very sort of self-effacing about it, but it's a hell of a cookbook. And cooking with jams and chutneys, recipes from Beth's Farm Kitchen, which I guess you can get on the website, right?
Yes, absolutely.
This is so great because it starts basically a primer on how to begin.
How to begin.
And maybe I should have read that before we tried.
Very simple, very, very classic. And I tell you what jams, what fruits you need pectin for and what fruits you don't need pectin for, which is an important issue.
Right. Okay, so let's go to the phones at 1-800-348-2551, he said, with fingers crossed, hoping the phones work. We'll go to Teresa in Stillwater. Teresa, you're on.
Yes, sir. Coincidentally, a half an hour ago, I just finished making my third batch of grape jam. And here's my question. I use both Certo and SureGel, and neither one of them had directions or ingredients, the amount of ingredients for grape jam. Fortunately, I had the insert from an old Certo bottle years ago, and I had it, kept it on file, and I referred to that. But I was surprised, and boy, if I didn't have that, I might have been in a pickle.
A pickle,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you think there's a reason for why they eliminated directions for grape jam?
It's just not made as often.
You're kidding.
It's really not, because Welsh's does such a good job. And so they just don't, not as many people will make grape jam. We use Pomona's pectin, but using SureGel is fine. You just have to work around it, because not all grapes are created equal.
Oh.
They don't all have the same amount of. You can use a liquid one too, the Kraft, I think it's called.
I use the Certo. Actually, I believe they're both made by the same company now.
Now they are, yeah, I think.
Yeah, because
so.
The everything was identical on the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, other than when you add the
but
sugar.
Pomona's pectin is really good because it works better. But
oh,
yeah.
Well, it works better in what way? Because I have never had a problem with either of the products.
Well, great. Good for you.
Uh-oh.
We have.
Oh,
all right.
Really?
This show's taking an ugly turn,
yay,
I can tell.
No, it's all right.
All right, fine.
No, I'm surprised because...
But that's, you know, do it your way, and it works.
Yeah, it's you know, that's what I've been doing for years, and I won't. I shouldn't tell you this, but, you know, I put wax on the top. I don't feel... That's going back 40 or 50 years, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, but I've never died yet.
No, you won't.
No, there's always, you know, there's always a first time and a last time for that. So
no,
that's
jam,
true.
You have to remember the jam is made with sugar. Sugar is a preservative.
Yes, so. That's true. And it's so much sugar. But nevertheless, I was just curious. And you feel it's just because it's so easy to buy Welch's.
Well, that's my feeling.
I see.
Okay. Well, thanks
okay.
a lot.
Thank you for your help, sir.
Thanks,
ma'am.
Teresa. Ma'am
right.
and sir, we're both here. So Welch's is pretty good. I always thought it was great.
It's, you know, it's New York grapes.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's out in western part of the
western
state, right?
Western part of the state, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but there's still a trick, right? So different fruit requires a different level of skill.
It's a trial and error.
Yeah.
It really is.
So you're not going to give up any secrets on this program, are you? Is that what we're down to here? All right,
not
fair enough.
Quite.
Well, okay, so I'll survey the landscape here. We'll take a break in a moment, and then when that happens, Jessica will come in, and then we start eating. So we have meatloaf, which you made with the blazing tomato chutney.
Yes, and then we're going to pour spicy ketchup on top of
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then we have carrot soup that's made with Madras nectar chutney.
Oh.
And that has cornbread that goes with it.
Oh, boy.
Cornbread has... corn relish inside of it and mighty hot pepper jelly on top of it.
Fantastic. Fantastic. This is an embarrassment of riches.
And we have yogurt, plain yogurt, and we want you to have a bite of it with strawberry rhubarb jam.
So your husband is here very quietly. How do you live with all this great food?
Very well.
Really?
Very well. Yes.
Well, that's good. I mean, but it's not like you get home and Beth gets home and she says, "You know what? Just make yourself a sandwich."
No.
No.
No. Usually I make dinner.
Really?
Yeah. Well, half the time.
All right, fair enough. Let's take a break here and then we'll talk about food. 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. 1-800-348-2551. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Carrie Haddad Gallery, Hudson, New York, presenting Paper, a mixed media exhibit exploring paper and its possibilities through October 4th. Open daily, 11 to 5, carriehaddadgallery.com. Mohonk Preserve, New Paltz, presenting the Autumn Falls Point Trail Challenge, a 10-mile run benefiting Mohonk Preserve, Sunday, September 27th. Mohonkpreserve.org for details and registration. Planned Parenthood Mid-Hudson Valley, for over 80 years, advocating for policies that will protect women's rights into the future. ppmhv.org for more information. Spirit House Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tastings Saturday afternoons, spirithaus.com. Manny's TV and Appliances, family-owned since 1977, now offering olive oil from his vineyards in Crete. Available at Atkins, River Valley Market, Randall's, Foster's, and Big Y grocery stores, mannysoliveoil.com. And NBT Bank, offering trust and fiduciary services, investment management, and retirement planning for individuals and businesses, nbtbank.com.
Okay, it's a fun way to wrap up the week here in Studio A. Vox Pop, it's a Food Friday. We're joined today by Beth Linsky of Beth's Farm Kitchen in Stuyvesant Falls, right?
Yeah, tiny town.
Stuyvesant Falls in lovely Columbia County. You started in 1981. How about that? Now, how many people are in your employ now?
Right now there are 10.
10?
Yeah.
Are you a tough task mistress?
No, I don't think so.
No? Charlie, she can be tough, though, right?
Oh, it can be.
She can be.
Yeah?
But she's not a tough man.
Okay, good. So everything is pretty happy in Beth's Farm Kitchen?
Quite.
I got to tell you something. The meatloaf is ridiculously good. And the spicy ketchup is fantastic. What's in the ketchup? Can you tell us?
Oh, it's tomatoes and apples, both local products, local...
Apples? Does that
apples?
Normally go in ketchup?
Ketchup was originally all the end of the season pulled together. That's how the people in the United States started. It really started in China.
Really?
Years and years ago, it was a soy product. But it evolved as people traveled around the world. We're all immigrants, so we'd all evolved.
You know what? You're right. You have a good outlook. But this meatloaf, I love meatloaf. I mean, I think if you're a certain age, meatloaf is one of those.
It's a comfort food.
It is. And, you know, it's becoming a lost art to some extent.
There aren't as many diners around to serve you good meatloaf.
Okay, what's in yours?
This has the three different kinds of meat. This has the meat mixture.
Right.
You know, the lamb and the pork and the
right.
beef. And it has blazing tomato chutney in it.
Mm.
So it's...
Nuts in this?
Yes, because they're in the blazing tomato.
Mm. Oh, boy. All right, let's go back to the phone so I can have some meatloaf. Beth Linsky is our guest. George in Chesapeake, Virginia, really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, you're on.
Hey, Ray. Hi, Beth. Your cookbook's on the Kindle store, too, so I just bought it.
Yay!
I make iced tea flavoring, so we let Ray eat. I make iced tea flavorings out of Smucker's preserves, and I'm wondering, what's the best way to make preserves out of frozen fruits here coming to the winter season?
That's a great question.
We believe that all fruits should be frozen in season, and so all of our jams are made from frozen fruits.
Wow.
Even right now when raspberries are just coming in, we freeze them before we make jam with them because we feel that it breaks down the cells so that the flavor goes out faster and farther. And so it's just, we believe in the frozen stuff. There's no trick to it. You just have extra water because it's, as you defrost it. Oh, freeze it in batches. That is one of the secrets. So if you're doing a 6-pound batch or a 3-pound batch, do that. But other than that, there aren't too many secrets. It should work with regular pectin, if you use pectin.
Okay.
Thanks, George. We appreciate the call.
Hey, I appreciate the show. That meatloaf looks great.
You have no idea, my friend. Thanks, George. Bye now. This is, came in via email. This is from Elizabeth. Oh, listen, you better sit down for this, okay? Hi, I listen every day. Just wanted to say I love Beth's garlic rosemary jelly.
Ah, we didn't.
You didn't bring it, did
we
you?
We didn't bring it.
And Elizabeth wants to know, how do you make two things that are so savory taste so sweet? It's the best jelly she's ever had, and she would put money on it that it's the best she will ever have. Oh. Wow. Do you know this person?
Not that I know of.
That's pretty high praise indeed. Garlic rosemary jelly.
Yes.
So how do you make it sweet?
It's a sugar product. It's just like pepper jelly or habanero jelly. It's made the same way, but we use the garlic and rosemary instead of using peppers.
Brilliant.
It works out great. And you use it as a glaze on lamb, or you can use it on a chicken when you're, you know, cooking it on the grill. You know, it's a little sugary.
Right.
So,
Charlie, does she ever get crazy and put it on an English muffin in the morning for you?
No.
No?
But I put it on a bagel.
Really? Yeah, yes. I bet it would be delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Maybe a salt bagel.
And you can put it on a piece of, like, bruschetta. You can put it on olive oil, Parmesan cheese, then the garlic rosemary, and then put it under a broiler.
Fantastic.
Delicious.
All right, this is one from Ted in Slingerlands, who writes, does anyone make elderberry jam anymore?
Yes, people do make elderberry jam.
But not you?
But not me, because the birds generally get to our 4 or 5 elderberry bushes before we do. It's just a very tricky, they're not right in front of our house,
yeah.
So we don't see it when they're all of a sudden ready.
Have you listened to the gardening show at all on Vox Pop?
They'll
tell you how you can keep the birds away.
Yes, it's a matter of doing it.
Okay. Charlie, come on.
Come on, Charlie.
On the case. All right, back to the phones we go. Go to Shabab in Clintondale. You're on.
Yes, I am a diabetic.
Okay.
And I have tried to make sugar-free jelly and jam. And with the jam, I've kind of moved over to making butters, you know, apple butter, pear butter. But with the jelly, I haven't been able to get it to gel. It'll get spreadable if I refrigerate it. And I was just wondering your experience in it, or is that the best I should expect from a sugar-free?
I think that's probably the best you can expect from a jelly that's sugar-free. But we make our sugar-frees with apples, whole apples. So ours are very, you know, fruity. So it's like 2 pounds of blueberries and 1 pound of ground-up apples. And then we just cook them down. So that's how, but it's never clear. That's a jam.
Yeah. I mean, I call that a butter.
Okay, a butter.
Mm.
Yeah.
When I just cook it down until it kind of peaks.
Yeah, till it's smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't ever do the jellies because it's just too difficult to get something that tastes right and spreads right. Just the same problem you're having. Sorry.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it very much. 1-800-348-2551, the number. Joined by Beth Linsky of Beth's Farm Kitchen. The orange stuff. It's really good. What is it?
It's carrot soup.
Oh, my God. It's great.
Yeah, it's got Madras nectar chutney in it.
Mm.
And it's made with, it doesn't have any chicken broth or anything like that. This batch might have heavy cream in it.
It tastes creamy, I'll tell you that. I gotta say, this is amazing.
You can make it without heavy cream, or you can make it with.
Make it with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, make it with. It tastes
it's
better.
It's really delicious. Oh, my heavens. You know what? That's worth the drive to Columbia County, right there. Over to Diane and Saugerties. Diane, you're on.
Hi. I have a question about orange marmalade and a question about apple butter.
All right.
Last winter I was making orange marmalade, and first batch I just cooked it with sugar. and it came out good. Then I did another batch with pectin, and it also came out good. I'm not interested in canning it. I want to be able to keep it in the refrigerator for a couple of months, but I don't need to keep it on the shelf unrefrigerated. And I kind of would like to just do the sugar, but I'm not sure what the advantage of pectin is.
You don't need the pectin because actually the citrus that you're using for marmalade has all the pectin in it. So we make our marmalades without pectin. It just is a matter, as you have found out, it's a matter of getting to the hard ball stage. That's basically how it works, and you don't need the pectin. So
great.
And you could put part of it in a freezer.
Yes, I've done that too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, because that will hold it. But most batches are only about 6 jars at the most, so that's how ours are.
Yeah, well, I just save my orange peels until I have enough that I feel like cooking up.
Yeah, good. Have fun.
Now, apple butter. Yeah. I made some fabulous apple butter. I cooked the apples, and then I put them through the Foley food mill to take out the peels, and then I just cooked it in the oven and down and down and down until it was ready. It's fabulous. But what would happen if I left the peels on and maybe put it through a food processor?
I believe that you could definitely do that. Because I think you could do it. And you could even use a slow cooker to cook apple butter in.
I have that.
You could do that, too. Let it cook for a whole day, you know, in the slow cooker. And then after you take it out, mash it around and see how it tastes with the skins on.
Mm-hmm.
Or just run it through the Foley mill again. But it really, you'll get a nice deep flavor that way.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for the call. We are joined today by Beth Linsky on this Food Friday, who, by the way, is a genius. From Beth's Farm Kitchen, this carrot soup, it's incredible. It has some spice to it. It's sweet and it's savory. And then at the end, you get a little spice.
A little bit.
You're going to have more meatloaf?
I'm going to give some to Charlie because he didn't get any.
You didn't get any meatloaf?
Not yet.
All right. No. You know, the service in this restaurant is just, it's not that good. 1-800-348-2551 is our number. Let's go over to Marjorie in Saugerties. Hi, Marjorie.
Hey, how are you, Ray?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to comment on a jam that I make. I'm not a fan so much of strawberries, but I make a peach and apricot and rhubarb jam. And it's really wonderful.
It sounds delicious.
It's just incredible. Without the apricots. I started out just doing peaches and rhubarb, and I do raspberry and rhubarb.
And we do blueberry and rhubarb, too.
Oh, that's nice. I never heard of that.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah.
But I think that peach and apricot, we make one that's peach and apricot and nectarines.
Huh.
It doesn't have the rhubarb in it, but, you know, that's another offshoot.
Right. Well, I have these rhubarb plants that I inherited, and so, you know, you can just make so many things
with rhubarb. We make, since we freeze everything in season, make with the juice that comes out of the rhubarb when we're going to be cooking like a strawberry rhubarb jam.
Yeah.
We make a syrup out of it.
Oh, and you brought some.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and it's very nice color, usually, too. It usually turns out rather pink.
Oh, that sounds really great. Well, I'll have to finish harvesting up the last little bits of my rhubarb and try that.
Okay.
And Marjorie, I'll let you know how it is. We're going to try it in a little bit here.
Oh, I'll be listening.
Thank you for the call. 1-800-348-2551. It's Vox Pop. Here's one that came in via email. Beth, this one is from Jeremy. Can you explain the difference between jam, jelly, chutney, butter, and preserves? This is like a common core test. All right, good luck.
This is a common core test. Yeah. Let's see. Jelly is clear. It's only the juice of the fruit.
Okay.
Jam, everything is jammed into the jar.
Aha.
Aha. And preserve means that the shape of some of the fruit is preserved. The shape.
Couldn't that also be in the jam?
It is sometimes, and it isn't sometimes. New York State, we call jams and preserves the same thing, but if you want to get, you know, technical, a preserve is different.
Okay.
Chutney has sugar and vinegar, fruits and vegetables, and spices. And the sugar and vinegar is balanced. That gives the, because you have to have the right pH for those kind of things. Mm. And then what was the other one?
Well, we did butter, like apple butter.
Oh, apple butter is just, I make it without sugar, but we also make it with sugar for some people.
And chutney is, there's got to be some real practice involved with making that right.
Well, the reason it needs practice is just because it has to be the right pH in order to preserve it. If you're making it at home for yourself and you're making two jars, it's not as tricky. But if you're making a lot of them, you better have it pass muster.
And do you test the pH?
We do test the pH. We have a pH meter.
Wow. Pretty high Woo-hoo. Tech. Did you have that back in 1981 when you started?
No, I didn't know you needed that.
Aha! The things you learn.
The learning curve was a little tricky.
All right, let's go to Chris in Stamford. Chris, you're on.
Hi. I'd like to congratulate Beth on her devotion to preserving.
Yay.
I preserve without added pectin, which uses a smaller ratio of sugar to fruit, and then there's no added preservatives like Certo has added preservatives. I was wondering if you have had experience with preserving herbs, say, like making herb jelly, using an apple base.
We have not done that. Well, We did attempt it, but it didn't work out. It wasn't efficient for us. But yes, you could do it with apple cider cooked down, and you could put herbs in it like lavender. Lavender was very popular when we did it. We do rosemary. You can do that. And I would end up using Certo. But you know what you could use? You could use quince.
Quince. I have a quince tree. Yeah. I like to make just straight jelly out of it.
Yeah, quince has more pectin in it than anything else. Mm-hmm. So you could use part quince and part apple cider cooked down.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Just one other quick question. Do you use a thermometer to test for dun, or do you sheet?
We sheet.
What does that mean?
Well, what it means is that we pour it off the spoon, and it falls into a droplet, or we put it on a plate and put it in the refrigerator to make sure that it is.
Oh, look at that! It's in your book.
Actually, gelling. It's actually in my book too.
Yeah. So the top one means it's gelling, and the bottom one means.
So this is how it looks when it's not, and this is how it looks when it's finally
stays
doing
together.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
When it finally stays together, but we don't use the thermometer.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks
You're
a
welcome.
Lot.
Good luck.
Lavender preserves? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you and I might think that, but lots of people love it.
So you're with me on this.
Yeah.
I tried the chocolate cake during the last call. It's really good.
It's got black raspberry jam on the inside and in the frosting.
Yeah. Now, you're married, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And so are you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, fair enough. Let's go to Melissa in Great Barrington. Melissa. Hello.
Oh, hi.
You're on.
Hi, Beth. Thank you for participating in the show. Actually, the question I had was very similar to a couple you've had already, but it's regarding a fruit, and I will boil them up and get the juice from them.
To make a jelly with them?
Yeah.
Would be very popular with a great number of people in the United States if you made good guava jelly.
Yeah, well, it's the good part. It tastes fine, but it always comes out very thin, and I suspect I'm just not cooking it to that jelly stage.
Could you use Pomona's pectin?
Now, I've not used pectin in it. The recipe I found was just the long cook method with, you know, stirring and, you know, sugar and
I would tend to use either the liquid pectin, the Certo, or use Pomona's.
Ah,
because
okay.
It will help you to just form that chemical bond between the sugar and the fruit.
It just took forever, and I thought it would be starting to sheet. I said, this looks good, and then it just doesn't. However, just on the positive, if it's still thick enough as a syrup, then it's like it's perfect for pancakes.
Yeah, or put
yes,
it on,
absolutely.
Or put it on cheesecake. What do you think?
Cheesecake. So yeah. It doesn't go to waste. Can I recook what didn't gel?
Yes.
Can it be redone?
Yes, it will just turn out darker.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
the more heat you put onto a fruit, the less flavor it has.
Okay.
So you're trying to get it to do it fast, whatever it's supposed to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thanks, Melissa.
Well, thank you.
Bye now. 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. We're joined today by Beth Linsky. Beth's Farm Kitchen is the place where I'm going, actually. we'll be back.
Support for WMC comes from Agricultural Stewardship Association, presenting their 14th annual Landscapes for Landsake Art Exhibit, October 10th through October 12th. Opening reception, October 10th, noon to 5 p.m. To benefit local farmland protection, agstewardship.org. The Whistling Kettle Tea Room, tea shops and cafes in Boston Spa and downtown Troy, New York. Over 170 loose-leaf teas from around the world, in-store and online, thewhistlingkettle.com. Gloriosa & Company, Ashfield, Massachusetts. Planning and catering weddings, showers, reunions, and other gatherings, indoors or out. At the Curtis House, with three rooms available, or at a variety of venues around the area, gloriosaco.com. Blue Heron Restaurant and Catering, located in the Old Town Hall, Sunderland, Massachusetts. Serving globally inspired, locally sourced cuisine, open for dinner Tuesday through Sunday at 5, blueherondining.com. The Preservation League of New York State, Albany, New York, announcing their updated website with more information about membership, grants, and loans, so our past is a future, preservenys.org. And the Hyde Collection, Glens Falls, this summer featuring the late drawings of Andy Warhol, 1973 to 1987, organized by the Andy Warhol Museum, one of the Carnegie Museums of Pittsburgh, HydeCollection.org.
Vox Pop, it's Food Friday on WAMC. You know, it's been a long week, and what a great way to wrap up this week with Beth Linsky from Beth's Farm Kitchen. We're having beverages now. What are we drinking?
We're drinking a little rhubarb syrup mixed with club soda. Now, if you were a cocktail person, you could mix it with lots of different things, but this is a lovely treat for an afternoon.
Now, you piqued my interest when you said cocktails. So perhaps rum?
Rum could work.
Bourbon?
Yep. Oh, bourbon would work very well.
Really?
Especially
did you bring any?
With the apple syrup. No, I did not bring any.
Okay, fair enough. This
it's
is
a
really
jam
good.
Company, you know.
I really like the rhubarb syrup a lot. I love the apple, but I think rhubarb wins the prize for me.
Yeah, I like the, it's a little different than with club soda.
Mm. Now, when we talked to Marjorie, you said you get the juice out of the rhubarb when you're done making your strawberry rhubarb or whatever.
When you're making the strawberry rhubarb, what we do is we drain the frozen rhubarb before we put it in with the strawberries.
Yeah.
So that stuff that we drained out of it, because it was frozen, is really the good flavor of rhubarb. It's just...
That's a great drink.
Yeah.
Did you make this up?
Sure, we made that up. Well, I have kitchen people who are really the geniuses.
Are they listening?
I hope so.
If they're not, then you made this up. So this is very good. Now, rhubarb. Now, again, you're talking to somebody who doesn't know too much about much of anything. I'm in radio. But isn't there a part of the rhubarb that is not good for you?
Yes, the leaf is not good for you. It has oxalic acid in it. And it's poisonous, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I understand that. But it takes about 3 bushels before you will feel any results of the poisoning.
Okay.
So you will not eat 3 bushels of rhubarb leaves in your lifetime.
Really?
Really?
Do you know me that well? All right, let's go back to the phones. 1-800-348-2551. Chisara in Niskayuna, you're on.
Hi. I'm very excited about your show.
Thank you.
And you're hearing, I'm hearing you guys talk about rhubarb right now, and I have another question more than I called with, and is it too late to harvest rhubarb in order to use it?
No, you can keep harvesting it.
Oh, fabulous, fabulous.
Yeah, as long as it's not too beaten up, you know, sometimes it gets wormy, but
right?
if it looks fine, then harvest it. Yes, it's fine.
And it doesn't have to be red, correct?
No. Oh, absolutely not. There's many varieties that are not red.
Great. Well, my question that I called about is,
yeah,
I have black currant and raspberries. Oh, pardon me. Hold on. Sorry.
That's okay. Oh. We have cough buttons here that in our studio. You don't have that. So, all right, you're on.
Okay.
I have raspberries and black currants in my freezer that I had forgotten about. They got hidden. And
the famous
I see
hidden
ice
fruit.
Crystals in the bags, but I'm thinking those ice crystals are the water from the fruit. Can I still make jam with that fruit? And obviously I would put the ice crystals in because I'm thinking it's the juice from the fruit. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you can definitely make jam with
even with ice crystals on it.
Yes, absolutely, because the ice crystals is probably from the fruit. Yes, it could be freezer burn, but what real difference is it going to make to you,
right,
if it's freezer burn?
Fabulous.
I think you should use it. In fact, I did use some from my own little home freezer last week. I made some plum jam that had crystals on it too.
Yeah, and it came out all right.
It came out fine. Everybody ate it.
There you go.
All right. Well, I thank you so very much. And I'm so excited that you've brought things that I hear you guys talking about that really are sauces and flavor enhancers and ingredients. I feel like you should have your things in the farmer's market or in the market in a different section, you know, in a cooking section where I'm looking for spices and herbs and marinades and such.
That's
as
a great
well
idea.
As in the dam.
Yeah. Great idea.
Nice marketing idea. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Thanks.
1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. 1-800-348-2551. I see over here on the table, among all the other things, lemon curd. Now, how do you go about making curd?
We talked to Linda, who is in my kitchen.
Linda's the curd
Linda's
expert.
Linda's the curd expert.
All right. So, you know what? Why don't we just let this question pass?
And she does it in the Vitamix.
Yeah.
It's great. She really does such a beautiful job. It's local eggs, local butter.
Okay. So this has eggs in it.
Yes. Eggs and butter.
So that makes it different than...
Absolutely. Much different than a jam.
Looks good. All right. Might have to try that in a minute. Let's go over to Alan in Hillsdale. Alan, you're on.
How you doing? I just want to thank Beth for all this wonderful knowledge she's got out there. And my wife and I have been making jam for, she's going on about 20 years now. And I cannot recommend Pomona pectin. That is the greatest, greatest stuff in the world.
Is that a brand or a type?
It's a brand.
It's a brand, Pomona pectin. Mm-hmm. And if you order, we order it online, we get about a half pound. And anybody that is into jamming, I highly recommend getting their Pomona jam and jelly book.
Okay.
Got recipes in there that are just phenomenal. But my wife and I go to Maine every year in the beginning of August, and we camp out right on the ocean. And every year we put up anywhere from 2 to 4 cases of jam up there. The wild blueberries are ripe during that time period. And we usually put up at least 2 cases of that, and we'll probably put up a couple of cases of strawberry too. But it's just so funny, we're at our campsite there and we're working away, we got all the equipment, you know, there, and people will stroll over and they'll look at us, you know, like what are you doing
it's supposed to be a vacation, man.
Yeah, and I say, you know, we're making jam, wild blueberry jam, and they look at us like, you know, we just arrived from Mars or something.
Yeah.
And they walk away, but then they'll come back another hour and a half later and we got, you know, 20 jars sitting on the picnic table. They're like, oh, wow, that looks real good.
Yeah, you got real smart real fast, yep.
Yeah, it looks real good. Now move along, Pilgrim. You ain't getting any of it.
Now, where do you go, southern Maine or northern Maine?
Central Maine, just below Rockland, Maine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, hey, listen, good for you for being so industrious, huh?
Absolutely. Oh, we enjoy it. You know, it's a great thing. People don't realize how easy it is to jam. You know,
don't let that secret out.
Yeah, Beth. As far as Beth's concerned, it's very difficult.
Oh yeah.
Thanks, Alan. We appreciate the call. 1-800-348-2551. And to Dan in Boston Spa, Dan.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
I apologize. I'm in the car. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good? Are you going to be safe? You got hands free?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. We make a lot of bacon jam, and I don't know if you've ever had that.
No, but I love the idea.
Oh, it's awesome. But unfortunately, the recipe, after it's made, it needs to be refrigerated. And I don't know if you had any experience possibly canning something like that, like a bacon chutney kind of thing.
My experience is nil.
Really?
Because we decided not to do anything with it because of the animal product that was in it.
Okay.
So we decided not to do it. But that doesn't mean that you couldn't do it. And I'm sure you can it. Because they definitely are. Anarchy in a Jar was canning it, and a couple of other people that I know were canning it.
So as far as, I mean, for commercial sale, you wouldn't do it?
No, I wouldn't.
Or you wouldn't do it even at home?
Oh, no, I would. I never do anything at home that I don't do commercially.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm one of those people.
But you think it'll work?
I know it works. Okay. I know it works refrigerated, but I don't know how to do the canning part.
Okay.
Okay.
Dan, brilliant idea. I've never heard of this thing, but I'm going to find it.
Google it.
Yeah, okay.
Bacon jam with blue cheese. You can't go wrong.
Oh, thanks, Dan. We appreciate that very much. 1-800-348-2551 is Vox Pop. Okay, so over there, it looks like cornbread with some glaze on it. What is that?
It's a cornbread that's made with corn relish on the inside.
Wow.
And it's got Mighty Hot pepper jelly on the outside. So that's the glaze part.
Oh, boy.
And it is really quite interesting. And you'll, I mean, it's just, it's made with a mix. So, and the recipe is in my book. So it's, you know, it's
so
not
so it's just cornbread,
fancy.
Like Jiffy cornbread mix or something like that?
Yeah.
But it looks like you may have spruced it up a little bit.
Well, yeah, because it's got corn relish.
Brilliant.
Inside.
And the, now the pepper, it's pepper relish or pepper preserves?
It's hot. It's called Mighty Hot Pepper Jelly.
Wow.
And it's an old, it's either Southern or Southwestern from, you know, and they always put it with cream cheese and Triscuits. You would, but this is just an offshoot of that. Mighty Hot Pepper Jelly can be used a lot of different ways.
This is great. To me, this would be perfect for a football party.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of beers. You
a
know,
chili.
Chili?
Yep.
Can't go wrong. 1-800-348-2551. Beth Linsky is our guest from Beth's Farm Kitchen in Stuyvesant Falls. Nice apron, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. Might have to get a couple of those for the fun drive. That's a nice thing.
Good idea.
Kelly and Troy. Kelly, you're on.
Yes, hi. I'd like to know what the difference is between jam, jelly, and chutney, and also what other use might there be for the rhubarb syrup?
Mm.
The other uses for the rhubarb syrup are, besides cocktails, you can use it for pancakes, of course, and just as a summer drink, you know, with club soda.
It's really good with club soda. Delicious.
Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things where you could pour it over a layer of a cake, put it with pound cake and creme fraiche. You know, it would just add another flavor to these kinds of things that are very simple and plain.
Might be good with Prosecco, too.
With
Prosecco?
Of course. Yeah.
Yes.
Let us know how that works out for you.
Yes, we'd be happy to talk to you after you've had a few of those.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the call.
But don't forget about my question. What's the difference between jam, jelly, and chutney?
Okay. Oh. We covered that before.
Can I take this now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's going to tell you.
Okay, so jelly is clear. It's just the juice. Jam, you jam everything in there, the whole fruit, everything. And then chutney it's a pH deal with vinegar and sugar. And I'll let Beth take it from here.
Fruits and vegetables and spices. And preserves is the shape of the fruit is preserved. Okay?
Oh. Your cookbook, right?
Oh, I think we lost you, Kelly, but, you know, I think... we lost her. Bad connection. That's okay. Sorry. If you go to WAMC.org about 15 minutes after the show, Kelly, we will have this show available for you to listen online or to download, and you can get the description. I know that Beth went through this, maybe 15 minutes in, and then again just now, so you can check it out again. Tom in Albany. Tom, you're on.
Thanks for having me. My question is, I grew up... my parents had fresh fruit all the time, and my mother taught me how to make the homemade jams and jellies. But my question is that I might not always be able to make it to a fresh farm to get the fruit. I just wanted your opinion of what you thought about going to a grocery store and using those fruits if you don't necessarily have the option to get it from a fresh farm.
Oh, if you don't have the option, then of course, if you want to make jam, go to a store and buy the best looking stuff you can find. Don't buy stuff that's old and past its prime. It's traveled for at least 2 or 3 weeks in most cases.
Right.
But it'll still be fine. And I would really recommend freezing that fruit. Just lightly freezing it before you make it.
Yeah, because often it's not as ripe as when you're picking it up. Like raspberries, like you said, are just coming into season. The stuff you get at the store from California might be very early, so you're not going to get...
One of the problems sometimes with some of the fruit that comes in from California, if it's small fruit, is it might have been sprayed with something to preserve it, because raspberries, you know, mold within about 12 hours if they're not sprayed with something. So just, you know, in that case, you have to wash raspberries. But if you're buying them from a farmer's market, I wouldn't advise even washing them. I'm so nervous.
Just freeze them and then use them.
Just freeze them and use them.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Tom. Over to Diane and Red Hook. Diane, you...
They all have sugar and some have vinegar, and I keep them in my pantry. And in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, all the recipes that I see in magazines or online for preserves like that say, you know, use in a week, keep in your refrigerator. What's going on? I mean, there's enough... sugar or vinegar in the recipes that they shouldn't eat that.
Yeah, but are you canning them?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, most of these people would not be canning them. They have this psychological thing about how they have to, the canning part is very dangerous, and it's not, and it's for people like you and I to convince them that it's not. It's good to can things because then you can leave them in your cupboard, because sugar is a preservative, vinegar is a preservative, salt, and, you know, as a preservative. They are the preservatives.
What's dangerous? What could be dangerous?
In fruit, there's really not much that's dangerous. In things that have acid...
Explosions and whatnot?
And there's this thing called botulism.
Oh, well, there's that.
There's that, too. So tomato sauces, they should always be either made in small batches and refrigerated, or made in small batch and frozen. Or you could can them if you know how to make them so that they're the right pH. And not everybody does. I know people have been making it for years without any problem. But then again, every once in a while, there's a botulism problem.
Yeah, and somebody gets very ill.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, I stay away from canning. I mean, sealing them in hot jars, but also the water bath.
Yeah. We use the water bath is what we use.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Thanks,
okay,
Diane.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Well, we got through all the calls, Beth. Wow. Again, brilliant, brilliant work. And the website is once again?
www.bethsfarmkitchen.com.
Any hyphens or dashes or anything?
No, and don't put that apostrophe in there.
No, that won't work.
Bethsfarmkitchen.com.
And you can find your hours. What are your hours in the restaurant? Is it not really a restaurant so much?
No, we're just a kitchen.
Yeah.
There's actually nobody can come to our house and buy.
Oh.
You have to buy online, or you can go to one of the many, 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 many stores that have our products.
Well, this is great.
All over the place. You know, Honest Wade and the Berry Farm, and
wow.
It goes on and on and on and on. It's this long. It's like a whole page long.
Of all the
places
you can get it.
Nearby here that you can get it.
Well, well done, Beth Linsky. So much fun to have you here. So delicious. Your husband, a very, very, very lucky man. Support comes from Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Over 300 flavors of handcrafted dairy and dairy-free ice creams, cakes, hot fudge, and more. Harold's.com. Whitney's Farm Market and Country Gardens, Cheshire, featuring their own candy, butter, sugar, and white sweet corn and produce. Boar's Head Deli with daily specialty sandwiches and salads, plus smoked barbecue chicken and rib dinners to go. Whitney'sFarm.com. HMT at the Spa Little Theater, presenting A Chorus Line, weekends October 9th through 25th at the Spa Little Theater, Saratoga Spa State Park, homemadetheater.org. And Ed Garbosik, Certified Financial Planner, Private Financial Design, South Hadley, Your Life, Your Plan, Your Portfolio, PrivateFinancialDesign.com, securities through Cambridge Investment Research, member FINRA and SIPC. Thanks again to Beth Linsky for being here. Thanks for calling.